Hey guys, welcome to Teacher Fatex, and I'm your host Fatex, and welcome to the podcast for the elite. We have a special episode today, a very juicy episode, fighting for what you deserve. Like, a lot of people get into relationships and sometimes because of how much they like someone, they compromise on things. For example, like, this is a very emotional topic for me. Imagine you liking someone, and just because you don't want to lose such a person, you decide to hide your feelings for the person because you don't want to lose that person in your life because of the fear of rejection. Like, that happens a lot, especially when boys and girls, you know, have a friendship. People catch feelings. It's not like the end of the world. It's just like sometimes it's more sad than anything. Like, you don't, like, one thing I would like to say is that, like, everybody deserves happiness, and everyone deserves, like, an opportunity to find happiness. Like, I remember, like, a particular conversation that happened between me and one of my friends. Like, there was a guy I liked, and I'm just going to be honest, and I wanted to tell him, and then because I was like, oh, if I don't tell him, maybe he might get, you know, a girlfriend if I don't, like, talk quickly. Then my friend was like, no, like, you shouldn't tell him. Like, you deserve someone who wants you. You don't need to beg anyone, or you shouldn't have to beg someone to love you. Like, you deserve someone who wants you. Like, basically, what I was trying to tell her that, oh, I'm afraid that, like, if I don't tell him, my girlfriend, she's like, so what? Like, you deserve someone. Like, you deserve someone who wants you. You deserve, yeah. She was like, you're a pretty girl, and you deserve someone who wants you. Not someone who you need to beg to be with you, or you need to quickly tell your feelings just because you feel like they might get someone else. Like, just like you're a gem, you're a star. Like, and honestly, because of that, I didn't tell him. I just felt like, no, just like, fuck it, no. There's no need to tell him all that. Like, I deserve somebody who wants to be with me, not someone who I need to be, like. And basically, till today, we're still friends. And honestly, I think I was more infatuated than anything. Like, just fight for what you deserve. If you feel like, oh, you're in a relationship where you feel like it's not going anywhere, or you feel like it's a relationship where, like, you're always sacrificing and you're not getting what you need to get, then you should definitely leave. Like, a lot of girls just settle because, oh, they feel like they've already invested so much in this, and they don't want to start from square one. But I feel like you always deserve, like, you deserve more than, you know, what you are getting. Like, honestly, like, I feel like if you really like someone, it will show. You don't need to beg for attention, beg for love, beg for phone calls, beg for video calls, beg for their attention, beg for every little thing, the bare minimum. Like, there's even some things that you don't need to tell someone and they'll do it. They'll just do it because that's the right thing to do and because they have sense. So, like, I can remember, like, there was a scenario. There was something, like, I didn't, like, and just so, like, it's clear, like, I remember, like, there was a scenario like this that one of my friends, she was, I swear this story sounds very stupid, but I think it's important. Okay, like, she lost her charger or something. She spoiled her charger. And then I now told her, she now said, okay, she was going to tell her boyfriend. And I think he sent her the money to buy the charger. I now said, did you actually ask him for money to buy a charger? She was like, no. Why in the hell would she have, why would she ask him for money to buy a common charger? That she just told him, like, oh, a charger is spoiled. And then he just told her that he will send her money to get another one. Like, it's just the little things. It doesn't mean, like, oh, that's what every guy should do. I'm just, like, giving an example. Like, oh, it's little things that matter. And it's the little things that matter. Like, I'm not saying, oh, every guy is supposed to. No. You're not even supposed to stress someone you're with like, materialistic things. I'm just saying, like, oh, like, the little things matter. The little things matter. Like, there's a friend of mine on her birthday. It's not like, as she, all she wanted was to get a call from her boyfriend, and then he did not call her until in the night. Maybe around 9 or 10, when she wanted to talk to him, like, maybe in the morning, maybe even 12, midnight, that same. Like, and then when she didn't get it, she was so upset. And she felt like, oh, even the littlest things you cannot do. You just need to fight for what you want. Like, fight for what you deserve. You don't, like, I have seen so many examples of if he really wanted to, he would. If she really wanted to, she would. If someone does not like you, it is so obvious. They can't even hide it. Like, if someone really doesn't like you, like, they'll do so many things to push you away, and they'll make you to settle for things that you never even thought you would settle for, things that you didn't even think that, oh, it's possible to settle for this. Like, honestly, we just need to know what we deserve. Like, honestly, like, especially women, like, everybody should know, like, I'm not even talking about the material stuff. I'm talking about love, care, patience, loyalty. Like, I'm talking about, like, the shit that matters. I'm not talking about him buying you a phone or taking you to a club, buying you Hennessy and spraying you money. That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not talking about him buying you a bag. Buy you like shoes and taking you shopping. That's not fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about the things that matter. And if you feel like you're in a relationship where you, or you're in a marriage or something, or situationship where, okay, for if you're in a situationship, like, I want to be more than friends, and he just wants to settle for friends with benefits. You know, you need to fight for what you deserve. Only if you're in a situation where you like your friend and you feel, and you've decided you are fighting a battle of whether to confess or not to confess, you deserve better. If you feel like, and you're in an unsatisfied relationship, like, you really need to sit down and really think about your life. So that's what this whole episode is about, and I hope everyone finds joy and peace. And thank you for listening to another episode of Twitter of Vertex. We're gonna be back and better than ever. Thank you so much for listening. This is Vertex, and thank you for the chit chat with Vertex, of course.